This podcast was first broadcast on Mix 92.6. Go to mix92.6.com to find more Environment Matters podcasts. And if you enjoy what we do, to find out how you can support the station, which is run entirely by volunteers. I hope you enjoy the podcast. Welcome to Environment Matters with me, Amanda Yorworth. Environment Matters is the show that brings you news on issues of sustainability and the environment from around Hertfordshire and from further afield. Now, Mike Hartley lives locally and in common with many of us, he likes to get around by bike and in particular to get around by bike not using the roads. With many local roads as busy as they are and with very few cycle lanes, off-road cycle and bridle paths are the preferred choice of many. Now, cyclists and pedestrians are permitted, along with their equestrian friends, to use bridle paths. Footpaths, on the other hand, are just for those on foot. Closures of two of the bridle paths that Mike frequently used prompted him to message the Environment Matters on Mix 92.6 Facebook page. The first was the bridle path that runs along the edge of Hartwood Forest, parallel to Sandridge Road. It's been serviced within the last few years to provide a safer cycling route between St Albans and Wheatamstead. Now, the cycle path crosses the driveway that goes up to Hill End Farm. That's the farm that you can see from the Sandridge Road and that is almost surrounded by Hartwood Forest. Sadly, the landowner closed their small section of the bridleway that crosses the driveway. I spoke to Mike Hartley and I started by asking if this was a bridle path that he used frequently.
Yeah, I use it every day. It's part of my commute to Harpenden. And every day. And I see lots of other people use it daily as well, recognise a few faces every day. That section of road is narrow and heavily trafficked, several facilities, and it's a dangerous road.
Okay, so presumably you feel much safer on the cycle path there?
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay. So tell us about when you found that just a little section of the bridle path was shut.
I picked it up on Facebook. I'm admin of a group called Cycling Around St Albans. I keep an eye out for this sort of thing anyway. And it came up there that it was closed to all users. So I had a bit of a dig around, alerted a few people, got in touch with John Hale and Harts County Council Rights of Way people.
So did you continue cycling to work? What did you do?
For that stage, I was a bit ill, so I was sadly going by car. But I kept up with it, a lot of postings on Facebook in various different groups, a lot of listening to people who were saying that it was a huge problem.
So the closure of this small section of this bridle path in effect meant that people on cycles, pedestrians and horse riders couldn't use the whole path. And as Mike says, the community of path users were justifiably upset at the prospect of having to use a road and narrow and busy as Sandridge Road as an alternative. Now, as Mike said, one of the people he got in touch with to ask for help was local county councillor, Councillor John Hale. I spoke to Councillor Hale and I started by asking why the owner of the driveway up to Hill End Farm was able to close that little section of the Sandridge to Wheatamstead bridle path.
There is a difference between a public right of way and a permissive path, and there has for years been a public footpath, which is a public right-of-way along that stretch of the road. So pedestrians can walk up there and they have a right 365 days of the year, 24 hours a day to pass unheeded. However, there are a lot of paths and cycleways and bridleways where landowners have given permission for people to walk and they can at any time withdraw that permission. And that's the case with the cycleway, which is technically a bridleway along the road there. Both the Woodland Trust for the bit that runs across their land and the owner of that property had given permission for it to be there, but it hadn't been dedicated as a public right of way. And so he can remove his permission, and he can remove his permission permanently or for short periods of time.
Okay. So Mike Hartley came to you with his concerns. Can you tell us what you did?
All I had to do, and all credit to the officers at the county council, was to make sure they were aware of that it had been closed and to make sure that they were taking quick action, which I'm glad to say on this occasion they did, in that they contacted the landowner, who I think had been in contact with them over the preceding months. The issue had arisen, I understand, because when the ownership of the property had changed, they needed to update the records as to who was giving permission. And that meant new signage was technically required. And there had been misunderstandings as to what signs were going to be placed where, when, by whom, that I now understand have been resolved. And hopefully, therefore, until the property is sold again, it'll be resolved.
Excellent. So hopefully the future of that route for cyclists is secure for the minute?
It's secure for the minute. I know that there is more discussions being held with the Woodland Trust to kind of improve the signage on their land to make it clear that there is a cycle route. Because I know some people say they come out of Sandridge Village going towards Wheatamstead and they don't even realise there's a path there and they carry on. Also, I think people, though, have to realise, because I hear people complaining about the cyclists on the road not using the path. The path is suitable for cyclists like me who use my bicycle for commuting. I believe those people who go out on a Sunday morning racing would not want to use it because it's not suitable for the sort of cycling they're doing. So they will remain almost certainly on the highway where they're legally entitled to be.
Indeed. Well, thank you for that reminder. That's good to know. And it's good to know that that route hopefully should be available for us to use into the future. So all ended well with the Hartwood Bridle Path reopened for cyclists, pedestrians and horse riders. However, this wasn't the only off-road cycling route that Mike suddenly found shut. Living in Marshallswick, he often used the bridle path that goes from the bottom of Sandpit Lane to Hatfield Road through Oaklands College. I spoke to Mike to ask him about this route.
It's a very popular route. In fact, it's a vital section of off-road route from Jersey Farm down towards the Auburn Way, which then links all the way into St Albans and into Hatfield. So it's a really vital route.
Can you tell us a little bit about the alternatives if you aren't going on the cycle path?
There's really two alternatives. The first one is to head along Oaklands Lane, which is difficult for cyclists who are nervous or inexperienced and very, very difficult to take children along. The other option is to head into town to then turn along Marshallswick Lane and then go down and join the Auburn Way just off Ashley Road. That's not particularly brilliant either. It's quite a busy road. There's no useful cycling provision along that road either.
Okay, and that's quite a detour as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I think you're adding a couple of miles each way.
Yeah, which particularly with children on a bicycle would be quite significant. So can you tell us about how you found out that this cycle path was shut?
Partially through Facebook, seeing people had taken photos and wondering what was going on. And also through attempting to use it. So at the northern end, there's a large barrier backed up by security guards.
So basically there's no way through now. There's no alternative route offered.
Apparently not for the general public, although I think that students and staff can use it, which seems a little odd to me. You know, if it's safe enough for students and staff to use it, why is it unsafe for the general public?
So presumably you're having to cycle somewhere different now.
Yeah, if I'm going that way, which for my new commute, I will be going that way, I'll have to go down Oaklands Lane, which is not the best, really.
Now I went to take a look at the Sandpit Lane end of the Oaklands College bridle path. It was very much closed with orange barriers and signs indicating permission to shut the path from Hertfordshire County Council, but also with tall metal padlocked barriers with a big police sign on. At the time, students were leaving on foot and a member of staff was sat in a car checking that no one was coming in whilst allowing the students out. And the member of staff told me that the path was closed for 6 months for construction works, but now was also closed for security purposes, and he wasn't sure how long that restriction would last. So that we could understand when the closure of a public right-of-way is permitted, I consulted Tony Bradford, Head of Countryside and Rights-of-Way, Growth and Environment at Hertfordshire County Council. He sent me a written statement saying, "A public right-of-way may be closed when public safety is at risk. This closure is managed through a Temporary Traffic Regulation Order, or TTRO. A TTRO may be issued where public safety is at risk and or where works are to be carried out. A TTRO placed on a public right-of-way can be arranged for up to 6 months, although in practice we expect physical closures to be only in place for the duration of the risk or the works. Applications for extensions of between 6 and 24 months are made to and determined by the Secretary of State for Transport." The regulation under which a TTRO is made does not explicitly require provision of an alternative route. However, Hertfordshire County Council officers will routinely seek to secure an alternative route for users before issuing a TTRO where this is possible. Residents may contact the Countryside and Rights of Way team at Hertfordshire County Council by email on row@hertfordshire.gov.uk. So, useful to know. Let's return to the closed bridleway through Oaklands College. Once again, Mike Hartley sought the help of Councillor John Hale. I asked Councillor Hale whether Mike was the only person who had contacted him about the closure of this bridleway.
I've had numerous people contact me about it from all directions because it's used by people who live south of Oaklands College, who want to come up to Marshalswick. Maybe their children go to school up here or they're heading further up to Sandridge for leisure purposes. People to the east in Smallford who use it for commuting either to work or to take their children to school. And people who live up near where I live in Marshalswick who head down to the Hatfield Road or the Auburn Way. You know, I've used it frequently in the paths to reach the Auburn Way to go elsewhere. There are a couple of families who, as I said, live in Smallford and whose children go to Wheatfield School up in Marshalswick. And they used to have a reasonable cycling option for going to school. They ride through Oaklands College. When they got to Sandpit Lane, they could then make their way to Jersey Lane. And again, they're off-road all the way, virtually all the way to Wheatfield School. So that was, you know, a very useful route. Obviously, very few people would want to take a 7-8-year-old along Oaklands Lane on the bicycle. So they're now having to use cars or the bus route, and the buses are only once every half an hour, so it's not the best way of trying to get back to and from the school. Well, it would also, it's a major issue for some people who live in Marshalswick, Jersey Farm, who were using it as a route to access services, either down at Highfield or along the Hatfield Road for various reasons. And you know, some of those services, some of those people will not have another option. So, and for the foreseeable future, they will no longer be able to access those services, which may impact on their mental and physical health. It is a public right of way. It therefore should be open 365 days a year and 24 hours a day. So you can't just close it. So the college did have to apply for a temporary closure order, which they did and which they have received.
So can you tell us what you're trying to do to resolve the issue?
Yeah, it's a difficult one because, as I said, what the college has done is legal. They haven't broken any rules, etc. They legally, as I understand it, didn't have to provide an alternative route, but they have agreed to. Fortunately, they have been rather late in the day in putting that alternate route in place, and they're finding it harder to do than I think they thought it would be, because the route across the college was partly tarmacked. It was a hard surface virtually the whole way. You can't just put a hard surface down across a field. So there's been a number of issues. I know they've had problems with getting fencing they wanted to protect their horses from the public and the public from the horses. So that's been one of the reasons it hasn't yet opened. And I think they're now beginning to realise that there's an additional problem, that if they were to try and upgrade it to the sort of surface that cyclists would like, they'll probably need planning permission. And that would take weeks, if not months, to obtain. So it's very unfortunate. So I think what I am hoping to achieve through the council is to say, okay, you've got permission until the end of February, but then we need to take the advantage of this time to sit down and say, right, how can you reopen this path in the short term so that people can reuse it again? And if you don't like where it's running for whatever reason, then there needs to be a plan that puts in a new public right-of-way. And it needs to be a public right-of-way, not a permissive path, that can be used by cyclists and walkers to connect from the north of the college to the south and over to the east as well.
Let's hope that Councillor Hale's hope comes to fruition and that people on foot, on bicycles and on horses can use this important route again soon. Now, I did, of course, ask someone from Oaklands College to come on the show or to send me a statement, but neither has been forthcoming. And here's a final plea from Mike Hartley.
So, an appeal to everybody. If you see a sign that says a right-of-way is being closed, please let us know. So you could either post on Cycling Around St Albans, you can PM me on Facebook, or you can talk to any of your councillors.
And in fact, there is one more closure that I can tell you about, and that's over the Abbey line down at Cotton Mill. Now, Network Rail have made the closure whilst they do works there, and they say that it will be reopened by Friday or earlier if they finish the works sooner. Now, before I finish, if you are patiently waiting for the results of the Eco Laundry Products trial, I am poised to share your results, but I'm currently hunting down an expert to tell us a bit more about how we can ensure our laundry is as kind to the environment as possible. I promise you I'll get back to you as soon as I can do. I'll be with you at the same time next week, but until then, thank you for listening.